Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Tree's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Stock Market Explained. A beginner's guide to investing and trading in the modern stock market is a personal finance and investing guide written for readers who want a practical entry point into stocks without assuming prior market knowledge. Co-authored by Ardi Azizniya and Andrew Aziz, the book aims to separate core ideas that beginners often confuse, especially the difference between trading and investing. It introduces the basic structure of stock exchanges, the role of major U.S. venues such as the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ, and then moves into accessible discussions of day trading, swing trading, and longer-term investing. Rather than presenting finance as a purely theoretical subject, the book uses examples and straightforward explanations to show how decisions are made in real market settings. Its purpose is not to promise easy profits, but to give novice readers enough understanding to evaluate methods, compare approaches, and speak more confidently about the stock market. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginner-centered explanation of how stock markets and exchanges actually work. One of the book's main strengths is that it starts with the market structure itself rather than jumping directly into strategies. For new readers, that matters because stock market confusion often begins with basic terminology. The book explains that shares are traded through stock exchanges and identifies the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ as the main U.S. venues. This gives readers a functional map of where trading takes place and why exchanges matter. It also helps establish that the market is not a single place with one set of rules, but a system of participants, listings, and order flow. By grounding the subject in market mechanics, the book prevents beginners from treating investing as a collection of tips. Instead, they first learn the environment in which those tips would be applied. That foundation is important because it makes later discussions of strategies, timing, and stock selection more coherent and less intimidating. Secondly, clear separation of trading and investing as different financial disciplines. A central analytical theme in the book is the distinction between trading and investing. Many beginner books blur these concepts, but this one treats them as different ways of engaging with the market, each with its own horizon, risk profile, and decision process. Trading is presented as a more active approach that often depends on shorter timeframes and closer attention to price movement. Investing, by contrast, is framed as a longer-term commitment to holding assets with growth potential. This distinction is useful because it forces readers to decide what kind of participation fits their goals, temperament, and available time. The book does not imply that one approach is universally superior. Rather, it shows that each method demands different expectations and discipline. For beginners, this clarity can prevent common mistakes, such as entering trades with an investor's patience or approaching investments with a trader's urgency. The result is a more realistic understanding of how strategy and time horizon shape outcomes. Thirdly, practical day trading guidance from an experienced market participant. The book gives day trading a substantial role, and it does so in a way that emphasizes caution rather than hype. Andrew Aziz contributes from a more active trading background, and the text uses that perspective to outline what new day traders need to understand before risking capital. The value here is not just in listing tactics, but in showing that day trading requires preparation, discipline, and a clear sense of method. Beginners are introduced to the idea that short-term trading is not simply fast buying and selling. It depends on rules, timing, and an awareness of market behavior. The book also highlights what new traders should avoid, which is especially important in a field where beginners can make expensive errors quickly. By pairing practical strategies with warning signs, the book frames day trading as a skill-based activity rather than a shortcut to easy money. That makes the chapter content more responsible and more credible for first-time readers. Fourthly, swing trading as the bridge between short-term activity and longer-term holding. The book devotes two chapters to swing trading, which suggests that it sees this approach as a particularly useful middle ground for beginners. Swing trading sits between day trading and long-term investing, allowing positions to be held for longer than a single session while still aiming to capture shorter market moves. This is an important educational choice because many new readers are not ready for the intensity of day trading, but they also do not want to commit to years of holding. The discussion of swing trading is reinforced with examples from real trades, which helps transform the strategy from an abstract concept into a concrete decision framework. That practical orientation matters because swing trading depends on recognizing trends, managing entry and exit points, and understanding when a temporary move is worth acting on. By covering this intermediate style in detail, the book broadens its usefulness and helps readers see that stock market participation exists on a spectrum rather than as a single method. Lastly, using real market examples to teach investing judgment and stock selection. The investing section moves the book beyond trading tactics and into the logic of long-term market participation. Here, the emphasis shifts toward how selecting the right stocks can produce substantial growth over time, which is one of the clearest lessons in the book. Rather than relying on abstract theory alone, the authors use concrete examples to show how patient ownership can matter more than frequent action. This helps readers understand that good investing is not about constant movement, but about evaluating assets with long-range potential and resisting the urge to react to every market fluctuation. The practical examples also serve an educational purpose. They illustrate how outcomes can differ dramatically depending on the asset chosen and the time frame considered. For beginners, that is a valuable correction to the idea that market returns are mainly a matter of luck. The book instead presents investing as a decision process shaped by research, patience, and a willingness to think beyond short-term price changes. In conclusion, Stock Market Explained is best suited for readers who are new to stocks and want a broad, practical introduction rather than a highly technical manual. It should be especially useful for beginners who want to understand the difference between trading and investing, learn the basic structure of exchanges, and see how short-term and long-term market approaches differ in practice. Its main benefit is clarity. It lowers the barrier to entry by explaining core concepts in plain language, while still covering enough ground to help readers make sense of real market behavior. The book also stands out because it combines perspectives from authors with different financial backgrounds, giving it a wider angle than many beginner guides that focus on only one style of participation. Its attention to day trading, swing trading, and long-term investing makes it more comprehensive than books that concentrate on a single strategy. For readers seeking an accessible foundation in modern stock market participation, it offers a balanced starting point that is informative without being unnecessarily complex. If you would like to support Ardi Azizniya, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.